Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, today we have reached the 11th part of our series on the topic, The Speaking All Unity, The Word of the Universal Creator Spirit. A warm welcome. We will be reading from the book with the same title, A Cosmic Work of Teaching and Learning from the School of Divine Wisdom, which was compiled from recordings of conversations carried out with Gabriella, the prophetess and emissary of God in our time. Before we begin, we would like to call to mind what we can understand concerning our topic. And for this, I will read a short quote from our book. The life of all unity is the being. It is all the creatures from God, the All One, the world of the animals, plants, and minerals, the divine beings, the spirit beings. From the origin of our soul, we human beings also belong to the eternal Father, Mother, God, to the great family of God. All and all things are linked with one another and via the core of being are in communication with the primordial heart of the All, the All One, the Creator God, the Father, Mother, God. Dear fellow people, the principle of all communication finds great interest and makes people curious, particularly when it has to do with animals, that is, the communication with animals. Many people follow the explanations to the topic, the speaking all unity, the word of the universal Creator God, with great enthusiasm. And many are also having their first learning experiences in how they can put the knowledge gained into practice. Let us now listen to some reports from viewers of the series, The Speaking All Unity, The Word of the Universal Creator Spirit, and from the participants of the conversations on their experiences. We continue reading from our book.
Eine Tierfreundin schrieb zum Beispiel,
for instance, an animal friend wrote, this is a new world and a totally new life, which has opened up for us, for all people. She then describes the following experience of how she could help an animal by way of inner communication. One of our three cats didn't come home for days. We were really worried. I then remembered Gabriele's explanations about the speaking all unity, the word of the universal creator spirit, that everything is connected with everything. And so I very consciously established communication with our cat, from core of being to core of being, so that I sensed her image and her being in me. I conveyed to her that we miss her, that we love her, and would be so happy when she comes home. At the same time, I conveyed a picture of good food and the cozy cat places in the house. Then I let go and drove to work. A few hours later, I suddenly had the picture of the cat before my eyes and the feeling that I must quickly drive home. And lo and behold, she was there, quite distraught and worn out and terribly hungry. That's why I was glad that I could give her fresh food and water right away and tell her how happy we were that she came home. I am convinced that this inner communication helped our cat to soon find her way home and that via the connection with her, I was also signaled to be on the spot at exactly the right time when she needed me. Of course, this experience encourages me to practice the inner communication even more. This series of programs is one of a kind. I am very, very thankful for this.
Dear fellow people, a highly regarded musician wrote us the following. The program, The Speaking All Unity, The word of the Universal Creator Spirit reaches such dimensions that for us human beings, it means the definitive historical leave-taking from our intellect and all the knowledge we've produced. It's fantastic that with such simple terms, we are led into such deep sensations and dimensions. It awakens a very great longing to attain this true communication with all things. Surely many people jump from their sofa with joy when they learned about it. Somehow, the whole thing seems so simple that we wonder why we still bear so much within that is amiss. In any case, through the program and the exercises, the valuable goal has become clearly tangible. This gives us more strength and courage for the house cleaning and transformation of our being. While playing music, I have learned to strive to draw each note into my heart. And today, I understand that everything that lives, every being, or every ever so tiny thing, is like a note that can find resonance in me as soon as I provide the right inner space for this. The indescribable feeling of symphony arises. There are no more limits, and we gradually abandon all human terms in order to swim in a huge ocean. It is. It simply is. Thanks. Many thanks to our Heavenly Father that we can let ourselves be filled by Him, by the life.
In another report, an animal friend describes a very intense learning experience. In the program, The Speaking All Unity, the Word of the Universal Creator Spirit, we frequently hear the important statement, freedom is the highest good for animals. We hear this and visualize a human concept of freedom, and we convey this especially to our house pets. Whether we want to accept this or not, we human beings determine what their freedom should be like. We seldom question what our animal brothers and sisters might understand under the word freedom. That is, what picture our house cat, for instance, has of its freedom. This has to do with our cat who came crying to us 10 years ago. She had minor health problems, but was otherwise very easy to care for. Her own mind is a special feature when compared to our other cats. On the one hand, she can sleep for hours in her basket, but on the other hand, she can be underway for just as long. Two doors are always open, so that she can come and go as she pleases. She eats and drinks, and we are very happy when she is with us. 2 weeks ago, she came into the room limping, meowed once and left again, to lie on the ground under a bush. Concerned, we called the vet at the very late hour. After the initial examination, he diagnosed a torn ligament on the knee joint of the left hind leg. He recommended an evaluation at an animal clinic he knew. The X-ray confirmed his suspicion, and the vets recommended an immediate operation. Worried, probably more about ourselves, we agreed to the operation. This was followed by 12 days in the infirmary with a splintered hind leg and a sad cat. We visited her as often as possible and sometimes could see the accusation in her look. What have you done to me? And why do I have to stay shut up in this room?
Und warum muss ich jetzt in diesem Zimmer eingesperrt sein?
We tried to explain to her that everything would soon be okay again and her leg would heal. She limped around as well as she could and slept a lot. The day came to remove the bandages and thus her hope to soon be free again. When we finally fetched her, her eyes grew bigger every time she looked out of the car. Worried, we again shut her up in the house, even though her sole longing was for the freedom outdoors. We wanted to stabilize her for 2 days, but for our little cat, that became a torment. She saw how the other cats were let out. We live with 3 cats, and the door was shut on her so that nothing bad could happen to her. This is how we human beings thought, but not the cat. Her sole longing was freedom and not our care. On the morning of the 3rd day, we wanted to take her for a walk. That's what we thought, but not her. She ran off on us. She had only freedom in mind, without our supervision. When hours later she was finally home again, in the room, we decided to open all doors and to give her the freedom of independent movement. After a small snack, she went straight to the cat door and disappeared into the big garden. Now that she has her freedom again, she's also happy again. When she gets tired, she lies down on the Mother Earth with her plant brothers and sisters. If she's in pain, then Mother Earth cools. What can we learn when we hear that our animals love freedom above everything? Even dying, of course, without torment by human hand, is not an image of danger for the animal, because life, after all, continues. For us, the oh-so-worried people, this is a very painful learning process. We can hear about this theoretically, but only through personal sorrow and the so-called worry about an animal do we slowly learn to really grasp the situation. The speaking all unity, the creator spirit, guides the animal and will never let it out of his hand. But often we human beings can accept this only with great difficulty. We think that our care alone can preserve the animal from harm. Why do we think in such narrow terms? Do we believe in the infinite care of our Creator for all beings? Sometimes, and particularly in such painful situations, we have to admit to our lack of faith and bow before the great speaking all unity in thankful humility and learn to see the workings of the Creator in all situations of life. Freedom is the highest good of animals, even when it means dying. This is what we were privileged to learn from our experience.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, the sensibility of animals exceeds all human concepts. To this, a participant of the conversations with Gabriella reported the following. If we human beings would have to depend solely on our senses and perhaps learn a bit of telepathy, nevertheless, we would not reach the communicative capabilities of the animals. A brief report on an incident that happened during the development of the work of teaching and learning, the speaking all unity, the word of the universal creator spirit, an incident that serves as further proof of the described consciousness of our animal brothers and sisters. We were eating breakfast. Our cat, which we already mentioned, lay near the dining table and the telephone table. We talked to each other, while our cat diligently did her morning toilet. Her left hind leg was just being worked on when she suddenly paused. The hind leg still sticking up, she lay for at least several minutes and listened. What could that mean? Suddenly, she started cleaning herself again and acted very normal. A housemate, who was able to understand our animal brothers and sisters very clearly, said, "If I wouldn't be disturbing an acquaintance now, I would like nothing better than to call him and ask him the following. Did you intend to call us? If yes, did something come up that prevented you from doing so?" We decided not to disturb him, but to wait and see if the acquaintance would perhaps call. He called, and it was about 15 minutes later. We inquired whether he had wanted to reach us about 15 minutes earlier. His answer was, "Yes, I wanted to call you about 15 minutes ago, but another call came in between." So this was the proof that in her awareness, our cat had registered the caller's intent, had then paused and only continued to groom herself when the momentary call failed. As an explanation, we mentioned that our cat does not particularly like the speakerphone, and during longer phone calls, usually withdraws into a quieter place. From this brief description, we can easily recognize that an animal's receptivity is far beyond our human capabilities. Our cat has made us aware of something that took place outside of our perception. Our animals appear to understand things and incidents and even our thoughts and react to them. How very much we human beings underestimate our animal brothers and sisters. At another conversation among us, our cat was present. What then happened really astonished us. A warm sleeping place had been set up for her in a room on the second floor, which was supposed to provide her warmth and secureness during the cool autumn and winter days. We talked about the fact that one of her human brothers and sisters should accompany our cat to this room during the coming days and show her the nice sleeping place. But there was no opportunity to do this. Nevertheless, already the following day, our cat lay enjoying the place meant for her. And so, she had deduced from our conversation, from our picture sequences, that a cozy place had been set up for her. Is this coincidence or the animal's awareness? We may often learn more from our animal brothers and sisters. Animals are aesthetic living beings that want to keep their eating place somewhat clean. We can especially observe this with our house pets. Our animal brothers and sisters, for example, cats or dogs, have names and are also addressed by their names. From several incidents, we human brothers and sisters have learned that our animal brothers and sisters, which live with us, also would like to have a table that is set. We established a set table for them, which they gladly accepted. For example, a round wooden stand for the cat brothers and sisters, about 20 centimeters high and 40 centimeters in diameter. For the dogs, of course, depending on the size of the dog, their eating dishes are porcelain and cleaned every day. Their smaller and larger tables have small white tablecloths, which are changed for washing. These small offers are gladly accepted.
Another animal friend reported his experiences with a homeless little cat. For months, we frequently saw a little cat in the fields near our house. It was extremely shy and immediately ran away when approached. Because it's totally black with white paws on all four legs, we spontaneously named it Velvet Paws. Each time that I caught a glimpse of the little cat, I linked with it in my inner being and always spoke to it very calmly. After some time, she apparently had gained a little trust in me because she actually began to peek into my house through the cat door. I kept very, very calm, and she even dared to go as far as the eating place of our other cat brothers and sisters. It went on like this for about 3 or 4 weeks. Again and again, I spoke to her, totally calmly, but as soon as I moved, she disappeared quick as a flash. One day, my patience was rewarded. When I came out of the bathroom in the evening, Velvet Paws was standing directly before me in the middle of the room. When I again calmly spoke to her, while very cautiously squatting down, she meowed and meowed. She downright answered. I then prepared a small eating bowl for her and continued talking to her. Then, for the first time, she came very near to me and accepted the bowl from my hand. Then I knew. Now the ice is broken. Now she has gained trust, and we have made friends. The next evening, I was already waiting for her, and she let me pet her for the first time. Meanwhile, she can't get enough tender, loving care. She has already laid on my lap for half an hour. However, always with the exit, that is, the escape route, in view. But now it's merely a question of time until she stays longer and finally feels totally at home with us.
Liebe Mitmenschen, das waren einige Erfahrungsberichte von Menschen.
Dear fellow people, these were some reports from people on their experience as they strive to put into practice the knowledge acquired. We now continue reading the explanations from the School of Divine Wisdom. Animals want to make themselves understandable. They have their language.
Sich uns Menschen kundzutun.
Animals often give signs in order to communicate with us human beings. They want to make themselves understandable. The often varying sounds, combined as tone and sound, are their language with which they communicate. This also includes their gestures. All their behavior patterns can be messages also to us human beings. If we have learned to largely rectify the negative content in our five components, that is, in our behavior patterns, and to ask ourselves more and more what the will of the All One is, then we gradually begin to understand what, for instance, the animals want to convey to us. But this also results in the fact that in time we learn to understand our fellow man, because, as already stated, words are shells that have content.
Durch Bewusstseinserweiterung wird der Mensch demütiger und sensitiver.
Through the expansion of his consciousness, the person becomes more humble and sensitive and begins to gain respect for the life in all things, because he turns to the commandments of God and the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. Only then will we experience with animals, yes, with all life forms, including plants, miracles, as we say, which, however, are not miracles, but the word of our fellow creatures, the animals, but also of the collective of plants and minerals, which we then experience in ourselves, also in pictures, the word of the All Law. If you should receive from an animal, whether large or small, a corresponding rebuke, perhaps of a physical nature, then don't be indignant, but look into your personal thoughts and words. Look into the picture sequences from your life film. Perhaps the animal's physical rebuke will help you to find yourself in the picture sequences of your life film, and why the animal brother or sister reacted so displeased.
Dear fellow people, anyone who learns to feel and understand also understands what great minds say when they talk about the animal world. For example, the following statement by Mohammed has been passed down. There is not an animal on the earth, nor a being that flies on its wings, but forms part of communities like you. They shall be gathered to their Lord in the end.
And in ancient writings of the law in India, there are clear indications given against killing our fellow creatures. Those who permit slaying of animals, those who bring animals for slaughter, those who slaughter, those who sell meat, those who purchase meat, those who prepare dishes out of it, those who serve that meat, and those who eat it are all murderers. Another quote says, "You must not use your God-given body for killing God's creatures, whether they are human, animal, or whatever." Furthermore, it reads, "Meat is obtained neither from grass, nor from wood or stone, but only through the killing of a living being, and therefore consuming it is an offense."
Jesus von Nazareth lehrte.
Jesus of Nazareth taught. Woe to the crafty who hurt the creatures of God. Woe to the hunters, for they themselves shall be hunted. Verily I say to you, I am come into the world in order to put an end to all blood offerings and to the eating of the flesh of animals and the birds that are slain by men.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, with these penetrating words of Jesus the Christ, we have come to the end of our program for today, the Speaking All Unity, the Word of the Universal Creator Spirit. We wish you, all of us, many good experiences in the expansion of consciousness in order to become more sensitive and gain the respect before the life in all things. For further knowledge and learning steps, join us for the explanations from the Cosmic School of Divine Wisdom, which we will be listening to in the next program. For example, what happens when a person encounters his fellow creatures during a walk in their dwelling places? What role does the perception of the senses play in unfolding our consciousness? And how can we practice the observation of our animal fellow creatures? Dear fellow people, if you would like to, tune in again and learn with us. We will be glad to have you with us. Until then, all the best and greetings in God.